I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Tennesseans will soon be limited in their ability to sue the state. The State House approved a measure that would limit one of the only paths of recourse for citizens to challenge policies they believe are unconstitutional. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports.
Over the past few years, the Tennessee Attorney General has often ended up in court defending the state's laws. Sometimes that's been in the state's favor, like the U.S. Supreme Court case that upheld Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. Sometimes laws have been struck down, like one that would have cut Nashville's Metro Council in half. But now lawmakers have voted to take away citizens' rights to sue before they're harmed by a law. It's a reversal from a 2018 law that established that right. Attorney General Jonathan Scrimetti's office has a whole unit devoted to defending state laws. It's argued it would save time on lawsuits that may be thrown out in the long run. Another measure passed and signed by the governor allows lawsuits that make it to the courts to be immediately appealed, dragging out court cases and fees for people who don't have taxpayer money to fall back on. That's the argument from critics across the political spectrum who say these measures undermine the state's checks and balances. The measure now heads to Governor Bill Lee's desk. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
Tennessee decision makers have a new tool to gauge quality of life in all 95 counties. That's thanks to researchers at East Tennessee State University. The Tennessee Livability Indicators Dashboard is an interactive database. The data is broad in scope. Some of it is general and common, like poverty rates, but there are really specific data, too, like third-grade math proficiency, the rate of occupied homes with inadequate plumbing, and the percentage of residents who use public transit. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.